Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as we said,
giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
I'd love some bread.
You know what? There's nothing like a bit of chunky sourdough toasted with butter and Marmite.
No, nothing.
Nothing else like
just
it.
Just sourdough toast in general is like...
Oh!
Like when Jamie at the weekend, we went to a roast. I told Melissa and I was like, gonna kick a roast. But the craving inside my bones that's like one of my biggest cravings. And it's so hitting every orifice of my spot.
But what is...
Avo, like a brunch.
Oh, a brunch. Mine has to be like the pancake, the buttermilk, you know.
No, that doesn't do it for me.
Mm-mm. The buttermilk pancakes, bacon and maple syrup. Shit. But it's just so inflammatory, I can't do it.
I had for dinner last night, because Jamie went to this thing. Granger & Co. delivery, but I was really naughty.
What did you get?
I got the fried chicken. Have you had it?
Yeah.
And you wrap it in the little lettuce thing. It's next level.
I haven't had it.
And then the courgette fries.
Oh, yeah.
I just craved it. That's why I'm puff.
It makes sense.
It makes total sense. So much inflammatory. Naughty.
Do you not know what I had?
What?
This is actually going against... So I normally do HelloFresh quite a lot, which I love. But I was like, there must be an organic version out there, obviously way more expensive. It was like £12 a person, but I got Riverford organic like meal kit. So it's basically like HelloFresh, but from this organic place. It's obviously way more expensive, different thing, but it's all organic, like unbelievable quality. And it was like this chicken pasta creme fraiche paprikary.
Stunning.
Oh, with white wine. Yeah, it was stunze.
But like, how many times a week do you do that? Because
a week.
Because I've gone through stages recently of getting these like pre-made meals because I just don't have time to make a meal.
And also sometimes you just don't have the energy. You're like the last thing at the end of the day. It's like, and you have to spend a good 40 minutes as well, like preparing the food, like to chop up all the vegetables and put it all
for
in the oven.
For me, it's more the lunch. Like, I don't have time to make a lunch.
For me is normally a smoothie, which is so bad because I just can't bear the thought of, like, chopping up veg and putting a chicken in the oven. It's literally a 40-minute ordeal. If you don't have the time, that's why people do meal prep.
Yeah, I know. Again, you know, there's somebody... We sound so unrelatable, but Jamie was telling me that you can get this, like, chef to come to your house. Wait for this. 200 quid to prepare all of your meals. He does meal prep for the whole family and it's 200 quid.
What? For
the whole week?
But for how many people?
I think per person. But...
£200 a person?
For the whole week? Work that out. That's
breakfast, lunch and dinner. If you're not going to go out for dinner, then that's very, very good. The fact that someone else is cooking it for you as well.
Yeah, and it's all freshly made and it's in your fridge.
Let's just work that out.
So let's do 20 divided by 5. And 20 divided, 200. So 20 divided by 5 is 5. So it's about, that's quite expensive.
200
isn't it?
Divided by
it's about
3.
50 pounds,
then divided by.
That's fucking expensive. You're joking. What a ripper.
Yeah, but then you've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So then per meal, that's 15 quid a meal. If you go out to prep, that's about £15.
Look, living in London,
it's a chef making it for you. If you can afford it, that's quite good.
If you can afford a lot of things, I would just have a chef.
Oh, me too. Tell me about it.
I'd be so much healthier. because I would tell him, look, I want this, that, and the other, or her.
And it would just be done.
It would just be done.
Guys, we went and got this drip done at Galadrip. Plug for them, because honestly, I'm like,
oh my
all
God,
over
it's
it.
So good.
It's like vitamin drip. It's on the Kings Road, very new. We're really excited about it. I've been twice
I'm
already.
I'm going this Saturday. Can't wait.
I'll come. Both yeah, at the right. same time. Right, anyway, we go and Toby comes with us. And Toby is getting the needle put into his arm and he starts saying, what was he saying? Wanting royal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Probably.
But singing a choir song so loudly, no shame. He wasn't even joking to get his, to distract,
to distract
him
himself.
But it was just the way he said, oh, I sing like once. What is it? Once Jerusalem or something?
I think it was Jerusalem.
He was like, I sing this when a needle goes in me. And then lo and behold, 5 minutes later, Barrett blowing in my ear.
What, he was like screaming it?
He was singing it and like not phased at all. And I knew I phased at all. And I was like, are we all witnessing?
He sings all the time. So this is the energy is weird today.
I know.
It's weird. Don't you feel it?
Something's weird.
You know when
Gem.
Something doesn't flow? We're not flowing.
No, we're not flowing.
We're just weird. Energies just bouncing off each other. Right, let's just do an energy shake off.
That's actually sometimes what you're meant to do. In
yeah,
life.
I know.
Just shake.
You know
it.
What? This is what I do every morning. We do this thing where we rub all our lymph nodes. This is what Toby and I do. Fucking weird, but so we do this thing. So you rub the lymph nodes like on our face, then our neck, then our underarms, then our groin, and then we shake it out.
It's not bad at all.
It gets all the toxins out.
I have a sauna every day.
Yeah, I know Toby does too, and I don't have access to a sauna.
Does he? You
but
do.
At White City, so it's like in his gym.
Yeah, same. Mine's not in my gym.
I go to a Pilates class, and there's no freaking sauna there.
I know. I really do think you need to mix it up and maybe join my gym.
But then it's just so expensive.
That Pilates class is really expensive.
Yeah, but it's so good.
I loved it when I went, but I had no urgency. Like,
oh
with
my God,
the gym,
I have
I'm
urgency.
Like,
I have
such an urgency to go there. Really? I didn't have any urgency. I don't think it gave me a massive endorphin hit. It was quite calming, but not
very
like,
calming.
Very calming, not an endorphin boost for me so much, but like a wholesome, nice,
yeah,
calming thing to do.
Right, it's Christmas.
We switched on Christmas.
The Christmas lights have been turned on.
It's a really lovely, wholesome feeling in this room.
It really is. I also like the white aesthetic. Like, it just goes with the vibe.
This, I honestly would... Like, I just love it.
Yeah, I know. Should we take it?
Yeah, like, I really do love.
It's the first of our Christmas episodes. We're doing a couple of them. But we're doing a deep dive into the festive season because, you know...
There's nothing better than the festive season.
Winter Wonderland.
I'm getting the Saturday. Want to come?
No.
Why not?
Dagger to that.
Saturday's a punchy day to go.
I also, it just overwhelms me and I'm always just, ugh.
Don't think I've been for about 5 years. So let's say, last time I went was with Emily, honestly, 10 years ago. Just the two of us, quite rude.
Oh my God, wait, what did you do? Did you go into that lovely mulled wine tent?
Yeah, we did.
That's all I like is going for the bit of the mulled wine. And then I guess.
I want to go on the ride.
I guess that, no, not after what happened in that place. Do you remember that ride that like broke? No,
when I was
way.
Younger.
No fucking way.
I was on a ride and my head was holding me up. Like my whole body slid through the gap. I was too small and only my head was like clawing onto the...
Oh my God, Sophie.
And my whole body was like this. And my friend's mum, she took us and she was just watching the buffalo. But we found it hilarious because it was like a village fair vibe. It wasn't like
the
super...
only thing that's probably more unsafe. It's like less regulation.
Exactly. They wouldn't have let me go on. I was real shrimp growing up as well. And I just saw her like looking around. She turned around. She was
oh my God. I can literally imagine.
And we
Sophie's
found
like
it
gangly
so
long legs and arms and yeah. then like her head just like trapped in the thing.
Yeah, clawing it on with my jawline, honestly.
God, that's scary.
Good for the jawline though.
I'm happy that you're still here.
Yeah, I made it.
That's a close call.
Okay, guys. As a Christmas special, we've decided to do a follow-up episode.
This is what we're giving the people what they want.
This is what I want.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, right. I fucking love the follow-ups. They're the best part of this whole podcast.
They are. We're invested with you guys. We're on this journey. We're on the train and we're not getting off.
Totally. And they also just, I mean, the story just goes on and on. It's like a sequel of Harry Potter.
It's unbelievable.
It's legendary.
It's riveting. Okay.
Looking back at the year, what advice do you think you're best at giving?
Looking back at this year, I think we are the best at giving all advice.
Yeah, I think we're a pretty... clued up couple here.
Same.
We're very rounded in every area. We've a lot of expertise. And you know what? We've been doing this for a good 3 years.
And we're like
think.
Cracking onto wise old owls in some aspect.
Okay, right, you're asking
a lot of different dilemmas. What are your favourites to discuss?
My favourites to discuss, like, I think my favourite all-time dilemma is the one where she thought her boyfriend was cheating. So she then drove to the house and waited outside and ordered the pizza to the house.
Same.
That was honestly, like, the best dilemma I think we've ever had.
Do you
had.
Know why? Because that's something I would want to do. I just wouldn't allow myself to do it. But my brain would go there. I'd be like, so what can I do to make this?
She was living out my fantasy.
Exactly.
Not that I want our boyfriends to, a husband or boyfriend to like do that where we think that, but if they did, I would love to live out that fantasy.
And if they did, there would be slight glimmer of me that was enjoying it.
Being, oh my God,
like,
100% the toxic part.
Nancy Drew.
Yeah. I would literally, oh my God, Nancy Drew, what a film.
What a bloody film that
I'm was. Gonna watch that tonight. I forgot
See,
that
I
existed.
I don't think I have watched it. Am I thinking, wait, Nancy Drew, is that with Emma Thompson?
Yeah, no, not Emma Thompson, Emma Roberts.
No, I've not seen it.
Oh my God,
I'm thinking
so
of Nanny McPhee.
And she wears...
Same vibe, right?
No.
What's Nanny McPhee then?
She's like a witch turns into like a princess again.
She's not a witch. She is. Yeah, she's a magical woman.
Yeah.
What's the best thing you've learned about yourself from this year?
Patience. Gratitude. I don't fucking...
Yeah. Be kind.
Be kind.
And just fucking be an adult. I needed to grow up.
Sophie's learned how to be a wife.
I've learned how to
That's
be an adult.
A huge step.
Yeah.
Still and learning. I've learned how to be a homemaker for myself.
Yeah, you are a real homemaker now. She made a roast on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, but I've always done that.
Give us your roast tips now that Christmas coming up.
It's so it's just to create a roast is all about the timing because there's so many components, isn't there?
So many.
You've got, obviously, if you're doing turkey, yeah, you've got to prep everything. Cauliflower cheese, and I quite like a cheesy leek as well.
Me too. Stunning. Brussels sprouts. I eat them raw. Yeah. I love them. I would have bubble and sweet every day of my life. Brussels sprouts with like walnuts.
Walnuts, a bit of bacon. Pancetta.
So good. Olive oil. And that you crisp the outside and then you grill them. Grill Brussels sprouts.
Wait, can we talk about how you eat them raw? Because that's really like not sitting well with me.
Well, I eat parsnips raw too. This is like when I was younger, I was really raw girl. You know, North eats onions raw.
I find lots of people do that.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie, it gives me the biggest ick and then like known to mankind, the thought of chomping into a raw onion.
Yeah, me too, disgusting. But then you do have raw onion on your salad.
Yeah, I know, but like your teeth are like engulfed in
also,
onion
juice.
Also,
you stink for like 48
well,
hours.
Well, that's the whole reason. Like you would literally, it's
no one's going near you.
Follow-ups. Let's go into follow-ups. Guys, we bloody love the follow-ups.
They are our favourite thing.
We live, we breathe them.
We really, really do. And also, if you want to send them in by email, you can do that at wednesdays@jampopproductions.co.uk or the Instagram page, which is Wednesdays Podcast.
Okay, right,
send
you ready?
Send them in. We're ready.
By the way, guys, we appreciate the time and effort that it takes to write in all of these dilemmas, the follow-ups. We are here with you every single step of the way. We're so invested and we appreciate
we
it so much.
Really
I mean,
are.
This podcast wouldn't be anything without you guys. I mean, it wouldn't even exist.
It wouldn't even exist. And I also feel like the other listeners really appreciate the follow-ups too because, you know, we're all just as investors, I feel
we're
like.
All
you
know? We're the tinies, the community.
We're all the tinies.
Okay, right. Follow up one. We're flashing back to March and episode 102 for the first follow up.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Stop.
Okay. To recap, this was the girl that had a weird feeling about her partner of 7 years' new job in the emergency services. I remember it so well. Not as a broker. You remember the one.
I do remember. Exactly.
Hi, ladies. Oh my God. We broke up a few weeks after you spoke about my dilemma on Wednesdays. So. I left the UK and decided to book a trip away to heal. Before I left, we had a catch up. He got emotional, so we decided to try and work on things together. Meanwhile, my best friend, who also worked with him in the emergency services, said that she would get the gossip from him at work.
Yeah, there's always an inside scoop needed of some sort.
Always. Okay. She said that she helped me through the breakup, so I wanted to try and help. She wanted to try and wanted to help me find out where his head was at. Flash forward a month, that best friend turned around and said that if my ex told her anything, that she wouldn't tell me as she didn't want to betray him.
Oh, whose side are you on?
I'm sorry. No, you
don't fucking say anything then.
We ended up having a big fight and then she put some distance between us. She obviously fell in love with him.
No.
Yeah, she obviously fancies him. Because this fight came out of nowhere, I started wondering what secret he would be keeping from me. Mm. I asked my ex outright and he denied anything happening. And my best friend later apologized for what she had said, but things still felt weird.
Shit.
Oh no. I found out from another friend that my ex had slept with a colleague whilst we were broken up and that he had only come back to me when he got rejected by them. No. It made me a bit on edge and I started to develop a hunch about other things which were going on. A few weeks ago, out of the blue, I decided to drive past my ex's house. I saw he wasn't at home and for some reason I decided to drive over to my best friend's house. We know what's happening. Sorry, I'm furious.
Oh my God, I'm honestly speechless and that never happened.
Whose car did I see on my best friend's drive? My ex's. I knocked on the door and looked in the windows and I saw all of his work things in uniform in her living room. There was no answer for 5 minutes and they both appeared and claimed they had been studying and cooking together. I highly doubt it. It turns out they had been seeing a fair bit of each other, which explains her sudden absence from my life and why she felt like she couldn't tell me things about my ex. They're now both blocked on everything, but this is just a quick PSA that sometimes you just need to trust your gut.
Jesus Christ, sending you all the love in the
world.
I'm
really sorry, that sucks.
That's fucking the pits.
That is the pits. My heart.
Oh my God, I don't even know what I would do. Like, I would
really have to lock myself away so I wouldn't harm the girl. And I know that you should go for the boy, but like the thought.
They're both fully in the wrong, but the girl more so.
But the friend doing it, I would literally rip her head off.
Let's just dissect this. Let's just get our little thinking caps.
Was she the colleague who he felt?
Right, so it's a different girl.
He was having an affair. He's such a beggy bastard.
Then he probably confided in the best friend. The best friend was like trying to get gossip out of him about, not gossip, but like trying to understand the situation for her best friend. They then started having some weird emotional connection. Then boom, they're in love. Fuck them both. And you know what? I think you need to go off and do that like traveling thing that you had planned to do originally before you then went going back, before he then came crawling back.
Also like they're such losers. Sorry, but I'm fed up with them.
They're just going to be like in their job together.
Like they're not.
In their own little world.
In such a bubble.
And then that's it. Bit boring if you ask me.
Really boring if you ask me.
What's it called? Don't shit what you eat. And it's such an awful saying. But like you shouldn't.
That's
like,
not going to last.
Oh my God, no, 100% not. Especially if he's shagged another colleague.
Yeah, he'll be the new younger colleague will walk in and that pig's going to go straight
there'll be
over
some
there.
New shiny thing in the group and then his eyes will roll over to that and that'll be it.
And then she's going to try crawl back to him.
I'm so sorry. I made such a mistake. He cheated on me.
Talk to the Hanks face.
We're bringing back up the 2001 saying.
Do you remember that? Talk to Hanks face ain't listening.
I so remember that.
I used to do it to my dad.
My sister used to do it to my dad. Wait, what
dad
are the
would be like, Sophie, come here. I'd be like, talk to the Hanks, face ain't listening.
Oh my God,
was it ain't?
Face ain't listening, yeah. I think that was from Tracy Beaker.
It was so good. It was so serious the way you did it. Oh, jog on. Okay, guys. So I was getting with this guy. His like ex-girlfriend. I think maybe like, I don't know. Whatever, yeah. She was a bit older than me.
I'm
like quite intimidating. And we were once in this club where I grew up and it was like very small. It was basically all schools around my area. And I remember going in the bathroom and it was just me and my friends were upstairs and her friends came in. She just looked at me and she went, jog on. I was like, life over. Life over. I was like, I must leave. Bath.
No, what's the other one?
Piff. You used to love Piff.
Piff. What's another one?
No,
oh my
Melissa,
God,
do you
roll.
Remember you actually had a thing about saying Piff I first met you and then I started saying it? Peng. Peng. Peng-a-leng.
Peng. Whatever, Trevor. I do feel like that was actually used in the vocabulary quite a lot. Back
whatever,
then.
Trevor.
Whatever, Trevor. Yeah. Okay, so this is the follow-up from the girl that had the one-night stand with the guy and then she stayed the night at his house. It turned out it was his parents' house. And then in the morning, she had to pretend to be his girlfriend and then had breakfast like with the whole family and everything like that.
Yeah, I really remember.
And I don't
remember.
Think she heard from him again, really. I feel like that was the end of that story. We were like, oh God, abrupt.
Yeah, and we were like quite...
Is anything else going to happen?
I remember being like, I know the vibe of that boy. Like, he's a bit
but
of a
Jamie
Lang.
But I also was like, it's also not... He's not an arsehole. I was like, let's maybe explore
no,
this
it would
more.
Be an arsehole. It'd be like, you know how Jamie... It's like love bombing.
Right.
Married the love
bomber. Yeah, right. After meeting his whole family, eating the continental breakfast and getting dropped off at my car, stinking of wine from the night before, I made the decision not to speak to him again. I remember doing that.
Same.
I then started having conflicted opinions about whether or not to give him a second chance, but this time with less wine involved, but ultimately decided that wasn't a good idea. I never spoke to him again, but 2 weeks later, I went on a date and met a really nice guy. We've been together ever since, and we've just returned from our first holiday together. I'm one happy gal pal here. Oh my God, gorgeous.
That's the follow-up.
There is happy endings.
Wait, did we get that wrong? I don't think that was the situation. So she decided not to talk to him.
Yeah, she did. I remember that. She was like, I'm done. Like, that's super weird. Like, it's freaky.
Yeah, she was like, that's intense.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, and I remember her leaving smelling goodbye.
That's a gorgeous
I'm really happy.
I love those ones.
Look, I just feel like if you put it in the universe, like even writing a dilemma to us, you're putting something out in the universe that you either are done with that sort of negative behavior and you want to find someone good because you know it's dynamic, because you're writing to us because you know it's wrong, and then the good things are going to come. Okay, follow up three. On to another one from episode 120. God, it's a big episode. This was a big dilemma from a listener whose boy's best friend called his girlfriend her name. Go back and listen, guys, if you missed it. It was episode 120.
Wait, hold on. Can you remind me?
This is the guy whose her boyfriend was calling her best friend in bed.
Okay. I think I do remember this one.
Do. I suggesting putting a pause on my friendship with my boy best friend. I wanted to make sure that there was space between us to respect his girlfriend's feelings. So we did just that. A few months went by and we bumped into each other at a festival. He was there without his girlfriend. We had such a fun time together.
Uh-oh.
Right until we were watching one of our favorite artists. He put his arms around my waist and kissed my cheek. We knew it.
So you went off.
I went stiff as a post and awkwardly said I needed to go to the toilet. I guess it was after a few too many drinks on his side, but I made a conscious effort to avoid him. We haven't spoken since.
Oh, God.
I feel so uncomfortable now and I'm unsure whether to mention it to his girlfriend.
No.
Or will it tarnish any future friendship that I could have with my best friend?
Listen, he's not going to last with this girl.
He's in love with you.
He's in love with you and he's confused and it's all a bit of a mess right now. Don't tell the girlfriend because I don't think it will end up in them breaking up, if I'm honest. I think it will just end up with them hating you even more.
Yeah, and you are his friend. He could be like, sorry, it was a friendly kiss.
Yeah, I don't think there's not enough going on here for you to say anything. And
I feel bad for him because, like, he obviously just is in love with you. Like, there's nothing he can do.
And
he knows, like, why would he break up for his girlfriend for you? Because he knows you're not interested because you've never given him anything to think you are. You've not really dwelled on how you feel about this. Do you like him? Do you want to be with him? How did it make you feel? I feel like you're using the fact he's your best friend as an excuse because maybe you want to make it more, but you're using, oh, he's my best friend. Because for me, if a mate started doing that, it would actually give me the ick.
I don't think I can be friends with you anymore.
I'd have to cut all ties.
I'm the same.
Whereas you're like, I don't want to break up life.
I feel like there's something there. Me too. We have to be respectful of the fact that he has got a girlfriend and ultimately they're still in that relationship. I don't think there's anything. It has to be coming from him, don't you think? I think he has to be like, I need to tap out this relationship because I've got feelings for you. It's not right on my current girlfriend. I've got feelings for somebody else. And I need to figure out what I want. Or he's just...
I don't know why, but it gives me like a giddy feeling in my tummy.
It's quite exciting.
Like, it's just so magical.
But it's also really mean on the girl. Like,
I think you need to follow up with us more and like have a little think about your feelings.
We need some more details. And I also think that we can't tell... I don't think we should tell the girlfriend. I think that's where we need to leave it.
No.
I think we need to just keep that... I think we need to carry on taking a step back and we need to let him come to a decision. You need to figure out how you feel about him.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here, right, follow up four. This is the girl that got pregnant from the one night stand. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, and she had the baby.
And then she kept the baby, and she asked us if she should tell.
And you said, don't tell.
And I was like, don't tell. Anyway, she told him in the end.
Thank God.
He signed all the papers to say, I'm happy to not be involved. And then I remember there was a follow-up from that that was then like, his friend has requested to follow me on Instagram. And now I'm scared about posting things to the baby because I'm now scared that the dad wants to suddenly be involved in the baby's life, which is confusing. So now I'm set up and I'm settled and blah, blah, blah. And we said, just make your account private. Like, you right. post all you want. You don't have to accept him to follow you. Hi, ladies. Both mummy and baby are doing very well. My daughter is now 15 weeks and we're starting to get into a full routine with sleep, which has begun a real relief as I'm one very tired mum. I finished my master's degree just before she was born and she'll be attending my graduation ceremony in January. Next year, we'll be moving as I've just accepted my dream job working for children's mental health. God, that's incredible. As she gets older, she is more and more like her dad, which is a bit freaky. I thought I'd be more upset about him not wanting to be a part of her little world, but instead I feel more sad for him as he won't get the privilege of watching her grow. I still haven't received any contact from him or any more connected to him, which I'm grateful for. I'm so looking forward to spending our Christmas together in our new home. Thank you for your advice and being there for us tinies. Love, mummy and baby. That's
like, that just does lots of wonders to my world.
What the hell? That's just so gorgeous.
That's actually precious.
Oh wow, that's really tough, and you can like see the dad.
I think that you're such a fucking hero. Sorry,
you really are. Also, like, you're
so
brave.
Like you're
an
absolute boss, mom, woman, everything. It's like incredible. I'm in awe of you, and I have so much admiration for you.
Totally.
Like, just seriously, I do. Like,
I know.
You are so brave and just epic. She's a very lucky girl to have you as well.
She is a very lucky girl. And 15 weeks, so that's 3 months?
Just over 3 months, nearly 4 months.
Tiny baby.
Yeah, she's basically...
Best of luck with all the move. That sounds so fun.
We're so proud of you and you're an inspiration.
And what an amazing job as well. Like, geez, wow, you're putting us all to shame. You're just...
I know.
Incredible.
That's really lovely to hear. Right. We got one little tiny question. What's the best advice you've been given?
Patience.
Patience is a virtue.
Patience. And
quality, not quantity.
Be kind. Yeah. Treat people how you would like to be treated.
Yeah. The universe gives what you give back. Gives back what you give. So if you're nice, you're gonna have nice things. I have a rash on my neck.
Don't mess with your skin. There's another piece of advice.
Learn to love yourself. It's harder, easier said than done. High five yourself in the morning. So for our big Christmas special, I'm taking Melissa somewhere she's never been before. We're going to Toby Carvery. I'm so excited.
Have you been?
No.
Okay, well, it's new for both of us. Woo! So he's like, yeah, it's my local. She's there every week.
Okay, on
Bye,
that
Bye, guys.
Note,
thank you so much for listening. Happy Christmaka.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.